There are three kinds of truths in the world, okay? Because we're in
three.
I'll give you three, okay?
The Rudy Giuliani kind?
Yeah, well, okay, so
apparently
you ready?
True isn't always true.
I know, so let me try to unpack that.
Okay.
All right, you ready? Okay.
Alternative facts?
There's something called an objective truth. An objective truth is something that is true whether or not you believe in it. And the methods and tools of science are uniquely conceived to seek out and establish objective truths. And this I'm referring to the invocation of the scientific method. No one scientific research result is true until it is verified by other people's research results using a different experimental method with different wall current from another country. When your competitor says, I think you're wrong, let me show how you're wrong, and they reproduce your experiment and get the same result. When you have generally the same results emerging, that is a newly discovered objective truth about the natural world. And when you have objective truths, they're not later shown to be false.
Hmm.
That's an objective truth. Then you have personal truths. These are truths that you hold dearly. Jesus is your savior. Muhammad is the final prophet on earth. Abraham is your, these are your personal truths. There's a heaven you're going to. No one is going to take that from you, not in a free country where freedom of expression and speech and religion is protected.
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal truth. The problem here is you can't convince someone else of your personal truth without some act of persuasion and, in the limit, an act of violence.
Mm.
Okay?
In the limit.
In the limit. This is how you get holy wars. So I have this personal truth, and I require that you share my personal truth.
But why is that?
That's a recipe for disaster.
And not a belief.
Because the people who hold the belief will tell you that it's a truth. So I don't want to take that usage of the word away from them.
Okay, so you're giving them the definition.
I'm giving them the word truth, but modifying it to say personal truth. That's correct.
Oh.
They've used it that way for millennia. I'm not going to
–
okay? They feel that is true, and it's true in their bones. I'm simply saying that because it's your personal truth, you cannot require that someone else share it. And in this country, because – the United States, because – God is not mentioned in the Constitution, itself a controversial thing in its day, by the way. Actually, God is mentioned, but in a very insignificant way. The Constitution is a God-free document. And because it's a God-free document, it protects your expression of religious faith. Because it means the government has no say in who and what you believe or why. If the Constitution said, mention God and Jesus, well, there it is. There's Christianity built into the fabric of the country. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be some other religion, you're going to have a hard time because we can set laws against it. This is why so many religiously persecuted people came to the United States, to escape their country where they could not practice their religion a little differently or a lot differently from what was going on in their home in their homeland.
Is it a problem, though, to call it truth?
I would rather not call it truth, but I'm a big word guy,
mm-hmm.
and I respect what happens to words. I don't always like it, but I respect it. And so I'm going to say there's an objective truth, which is true whether or not you believe it. There's your personal truth, which is true to you. Third truth is a political truth. Political truth is something that is true because it has been incessantly repeated. Mm. and then you just believe it at
like
that point.
What? Give me one of those.
Okay, what's Hillary Clinton's first name? It's Crooked. Crooked Hillary. her first name is actually Hillary? Okay, I thought it was Crooked Hillary. This was incessantly repeated in the Trump campaign.
Uh-huh.
And that's an absurd example of it. But,
right.
but the point is, if you keep saying that the New York Times is fake news, you just keep saying that. Eventually, people believe it. And it becomes a political truth because the politicians repeated it.
So it's a political truth that people believe it, or it's a political truth because people believe it. Which one is it?
So again, you're trying to preserve the
truth.
Fundamental meaning of the word truth here.
Yeah,
and I've just given up on that.
Jordan Peterson and Sam Harris had an infuriatingly frustrating podcast
mm-hmm.
where they went over the meaning of the word truth for more than an hour.
And like I said, you can do that, and philosophers like arguing and debating meaning of things. For me, it's however people are using the word, that's the meaning.